I would like to know from the Attorney General, what has changed? What has changed President Trump's mind that the Cole Memorandum would be reversed and rescinded? What has changed the president's mind? Why is Donald Trump thinking differently today about what he promised the people of Colorado in 2016 that reversed course today? What changed? I'd like to know that. I think the people of Colorado deserve to have that answer. Without the Cole Memorandum, legal businesses operating in accordance to states' rights, states' laws, operating now under a cloud of uncertainty. Thousands of jobs at risk, millions of dollars in revenue, and certainly the question of constitutional states' rights, very much at the core of this discussion. Because I believe what happened today was a trampling of Colorado's rights, its voters, and sure, this was a heavily debated issue, something that I've already said that I opposed. But the people of Colorado spoke. They spoke loudly, and I believe if the same question were asked today, they'd even have more support for the decision they made back several years ago. I agree with President Trump that this decision should be left up to the people of Colorado and to other states. And I call on Attorney General Sessions to explain to me why President Trump was wrong in 2016 and what changed their minds, and that they reverse their decision to withdraw and rescind the Cole Memorandum, and that they re-implement and reinstate the Cole Memorandum. And until that happens, I think I am obligated by the people of Colorado to take all steps necessary to protect the state of Colorado and their rights. And that's why I will be putting today a hold on every single nomination from the Department of Justice until Attorney General Jeff Sessions lives up to the commitment that he made to me in my confirmation, in my pre-confirmation meeting with him, the conversation we had that was specifically about this issue of states' rights in Colorado. Until he lives up to that commitment, I will be holding all nominations to the Department of Justice. The people of Colorado deserve answers. The people of Colorado deserve their will to be respected.